WSLI 302. Standing by.
USHF 67 monitoring.
All right, WSHM 738, over. WSHF 567, WSHM 738, in there this morning, Sam.
USHF 567 monitoring.
I wasn't sure if that was you, Sam. WSHF 567, WSHM 738. You in there this morning?
That's me. Good morning.
I thought that was your voice. I wasn't sure. I was in the other room. All right, what's going on? I talked to Bob yesterday a little bit.
I copy that. Not in my backyard school, man. Work, work, work.
Yeah, it's getting that time of year, I'm sure. You're starting to see the edgers, the leaf blowers, the lawnmowers, all the summer equipment, over.
Got a four-wheeler on the workbench right now. When I'm done with that four-wheeler, he's bringing another one. But I got a 60-inch zero turn here, a power washer here, and a couple other things here. But anyways, I'll have it all done.
Okay, cool. Well, that'll keep you busy.
The four-wheeler brakes all the way around. It's tuned up, and I got to put a new winch on it. No big deal.
All right, sounds good.
A bit of money in my pocket is better than a whole lot of money in the dealership's pocket.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Not to say. I would think we got some rain today, I guess. 55 and rain.
You don't work on Sundays, do you?
No, why?
I don't think so. I thought maybe you were out and about already. I'm like, ah, it's a little early and it's Sunday. I don't think he works.
WRWB, 49, good morning.
Oh, I mean, I work, right? So, but I just don't work the weekends normally, so. Not anymore. I used to. Not anymore. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, the repeaters are still linked. So I guess they brought them back up, what, yesterday?
Well, I just think Detroit and Mount Clemens, maybe. That's it.
Yeah, probably so.
Well, I'm going to change this setup here this summer. I'm going to get that 50-watt radio, and I'm going to get an outdoor antenna so everybody can hear me.
Well, it definitely helps, and it definitely takes the weak parts out at times when the band gets funny or you get in a bad position. It definitely takes all that out of play, so there's a major advantage to it. Well, I knew that looked familiar. I just seen a commercial. I got the TV muted, you know, to talk to you guys. And I'm like, wow, what does that look familiar? And it was an ad for Universal Studios. Yeah, I was just there last month.
I've never been there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good place, too. Especially when you're going down, like, there's a canal, you know, and you're walking from the parking deck, and before you get in the park, there is just a huge amount of things, restaurants and shops, all in a big corridor on both sides. I'm not a bar guy, but there was a, was it an NBC bar thing, you know, probably restaurant bar. It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they called it an NBC bar and grill. Excuse me.
Yeah, I got you.
And Hard Rock Cafe. There's a whole line of them, and there's this canal, you know. Like this little river, and either side has got tons of things, you know, and that's all before you just get into the park.
No, okay. Yeah, I've been to Hard Rock before, not down there, but the one that was in Detroit.
I sent you a couple photos of it. It's kind of looking down the whole corridor on both sides, each side of the canal, so. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. A lot of stuff going on there.
And I got to eat at my favorite place, a Waffle House, on the way there in the morning. So we all had breakfast before we went to the park, which, you know, I'm a big Waffle House guy. We don't have them here.
I think the closest one would be like, what, Toledo? Something like that?
Yep, that would be the closest one. I'm going to top off my coffee here. Give me a second.
Well, I got to make some here, so I'll be back in a minute.
All right. Anyways, I'm back to WSHM 738. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm back. WRWB 49.
Yep. Well, there you go. I don't think we're going to get a lot of rain today. It only, I mean, this thing isn't always accurate, but said a little around 10 or 11 o'clock, and I didn't see nothing the rest of the day. But, look, they change it, so who knows?
Right.
Need to look at the forecast and see what's what the temps are going forward here for the next 10 days. Well, one really cold day Monday. How about a 38 for high? Put the lawn equipment away, Sam. It's only going to be 38 Monday.
We must have lost him.
Yeah, he's probably on his computer talking to that guy he talks to in the morning.
Probably. Most likely. Man, those Red Wings, I tell you, they did not impress last night. National televised game, and they blew it.
I guess I seen them in their prime.
Yeah. Yeah, 4-2. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, so it's all about those points, how many points they got compared to everybody else in their division. Are they mid-rung or something?
You know what, I'm not quite sure. What did they say last night? They said something about that we're in the hunt for a wild card slot behind, I think we're just like behind... Oh, I think behind the team we played last night, or we're neck and neck with Buffalo.
Yeah, but that reference alone doesn't mean anything. So, I mean, only compared to everybody else in their division. So, not sure where Buffalo stands. So, not a good reference for me.
Let me check here.
Yeah, it looks like they're just below the halfway point. Alright, what's all this about?
That's weird. Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah, it seems to be coming through on Detroit's side there. Not sure what that is.
It's a shame you can't have a decent conversation without a bunch of idiots. WSHF 567. So,
well, you know what I mean. What are you gonna do?
Well, I can't say change radio service because I've done that and it followed. So, there ain't no point in going up higher or lower, wherever you go, you know, doing ham band because it's just gonna follow anyways.
Yeah, well, that one was coming through on Detroit side, not Mount Clemens, but, weak signal. You know what I don't think I hear on that one anymore, not that I've been paying great attention, but, you don't hear that interference on the input anymore, Mike, you know, you know what I'm talking about, like that grumbling sound that...
Yeah, that noise, it sounded like an inline, Detroit diesel.
Yeah, I haven't heard that at all. Although I will say the audio seems to be low. The CWID seems to be loud enough, but the voice ID and the audio coming in from the receiver into the transmitter seems to be below grade a bit. you know, that's the only thing I've noticed with it.
I'm sure they'll make adjustments or whatever.
No, I have no doubt.
But with what was Sam, what you were saying, you know, if they follow you there and do that, you know, that's a totally different ballgame in itself.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, that's true. But it shouldn't really be happening anywhere.
Oh, it shouldn't, but, I mean, when you have a lot of non-working people that just sit around all day and do nothing and have a lot of time on their hands, you know, this is what happens. Especially ones that, I mean, the ones that can actually go back to work and actually work, but choose to stay home and not get a job. Or they lose their job because, you know, they were a flunk-up. They couldn't leave coworkers alone.
What up?
What, did I cut out or something?
No, I don't. I think the word threw me and I didn't quite catch it. I thought you said something. I don't think you said what I thought you said.
No, I said flunk, you know, like fail.
Okay, all right. Well, I always say, you know, the word unfortunate or less fortunate, right? So let me give you two examples of less fortunate, what fits and what doesn't fit. All right. Somebody taking their kids on vacation in Florida at Disney World, and their little three-year-old baby walking on the beach gets swallowed up by an alligator. Now, that is unfortunate. And that actually happened just a few years ago.
I remember that quite well. That was plastered all over the news. Yeah, you know, when you're down there, man, you got to be careful. Especially in the Everglades.
Any of them waterways, right? Any of them. And there's a million ponds around the Orlando area. And that's just what happened. So there's a case where that's very unfortunate. They're just on vacation. You know, there's water. There's a beach at a resort. And boom, an alligator grabs a kid. Terrible. Unfortunate, truly. Now, let me give you an example of what isn't unfortunate.
Really happened?
Yeah, it happened just a few years ago. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago. All right, somebody may be in a dire financial situation, right? Well, that sounds terrible, and it sounds unfortunate. But if they did something to cause it, that's not really unfortunate. It's more predictable, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. And then, you know, of course, they play the woe is me card, all the while they're still living under the umbrella of their mother, or living under their mother's apron.
I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people say, oh, less fortunate, oh, unfortunate, less fortunate. Yeah, but peel the onion back. Why, right? Why? All right, let's move on from this, but I just wanted to cover that one term, right? Less fortunate. Yeah, big difference in the two scenarios I put across.
No, I don't swear out here, man. My name's not Scott.
Did somebody double with me?
Yeah, I did by accident. I says, you know, I don't swear out here, you know. I said, my name's not Scott.
No, I heard that before that, because that come out of the blue.
It came from left field.
Yeah, it was like we're talking about something, and then all of a sudden that come in there. So I thought maybe I missed something when I was keyed up, so I got no idea. All right, let's move on. Anyways, 55 today, that's where it's going.
Better than yesterday. I could take 55, you know, that's not bad.
I got another photo I should send you that's just hilarious, Mike. Oh, man.
Send it. You better be careful. He's going to wire your jaw shut.
Who's going to wire my jaw shut?
That 202 is running his mouth.
Oh, yeah? Well, here. I'm going to go on my front porch and have my coffee.
Oh, he said he was going to wire Ricketts' mouth shut, is what he said.
He's going to do nothing of the sort.
I didn't say that, yeah. When was this, just now?
He's listening here, and he's probably transmitting that stuff elsewhere, but not worth paying him any attention. So, hey, look at that photo I just sent you. Tell me if you can figure out who that is.
Got that right, Paul. That's the one that got the those gummy treats.
Okay, you've maybe seen that photo before. It's a much younger picture, of course. Not altered. I don't do that. I leave that up to somebody else that wants to AI photos that he steals off somebody's Facebook page. Anyways, I thought you'd get a kick out of it. You've probably seen it before. It's like, I see a much younger guy, but then again, I see the same guy.
Yeah, meat and potatoes.
Yeah, somebody sent that yesterday. I'm like, oh my God.
I've seen that years ago. I've seen that photo.
Okay, I haven't. I just seen it yesterday. Somebody sent it to me. I should send it to you, Sam.
Send it. You don't need my permission.
You're not eating, are you?
You can even watch brain surgeries and women having births. It don't bother me none at all.
Okay, well, you got it then. Do you know who that is? Don't say it. Just yes or no is fine.
In the kitchen right now making coffee for me and the wife. I'll look at my phone in a minute.
Oh, okay. All right.
Why are my jaws shut for telling the truth? I was only making a truthful statement. And the reason why I said that, because you thought that I was swearing out here and said something derogatory. Well, said an F-bomb, you know, but that was the only reason why I made that comment. Huh. In the first place. Yeah. You know, I guess people don't like when I hit home.
Oh, I wouldn't sweat it. It's the truth. He has. I mean, I've heard it myself on many occasions. Especially talking to me, you know. I'm sure he's done it to you. He does it out here. There's no self-control there. You ain't got to worry about nothing about that. I don't want to dwell on it, but it's a fact of the matter.
Can you send me a picture of a queer?
Hey, cool down with all that. Just yes or no, right? You recognize who it is?
Of course.
That was sent to me yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, didn't take me long to figure out who it was, but I'm like, I know it's like 35, 40 years ago or something.
Well, nothing to be scared of.
Yeah, WSHM 738.
Star from Brokeback Mountain.
We double, what's that?
Looks like a star from Brokeback Mountain.
All right. You got to work today, Mike?
Yeah, I got to work today. I got to get ready here in about a few minutes. Start getting ready and head out the door.
All right.
Got a long day today, Mike, or a short day?
It's a short, well, yeah, it's a short day today. I mean, it's, you know, my shifts are split up, you know, like a hospital. But, yeah, it's not too long today. Just, six instead of, you know, 8 or 12.
Joe. All right, well, I'm going to chill out a little bit. I got some things to take care of, so I'll catch you guys later on. Have a good one, Mike, WRWB 489 and WSHF 567 from WSHM 738.
All right, Paul, you have a good day.
All right, there, we'll catch you. Sam, I'll catch you in the Mobile. In about a half hour or so.
Copied all that. I have it on WSHF 567 monitoring.
Yep, WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRWB, issue 49, we're standing by.
URWB, WRUP 244.
Which one are you today?
I say again.
Which personality are you today? Your radio personality or your other radio personalities?
That sounds kind of in depth.
Hey, what's going on? I heard something about that they're dropping or CBS is pulling out of the radio circuit.
Yeah, CBS is. They go, we got to reinvent the wheel. I don't know how they're going to do that. They'll probably pick up, which I don't know. I guess it is what it is. They'll probably pick up another network, and the word on the street is it could very well be Fox.
There you go. That's a name brand network. How about Newsmax?
And like I said, or there's actually a few others out there, but I mean, the sad part is they lost like 700 employees, and it's, I mean, the CBS has been around since 1929.
Paramount's losing out, aren't they? I mean, that's why they're laying people off.
I'm not a fool to believe anything couldn't affect me either, obviously. I mean, the way we consume media and all that, that's way different than we used to. So it's a nice retirement gig. Would I advise a young person to go into it? Definitely not.
Why would you bother, doing that when it can just be a YouTube content creator, be your own, independent journalist?
Yeah, well, the younger generation has kind of gripped onto that. I mean, it is what it is. So, again, the way when I grew up, how we consumed media compared to where they do now, or the way people do now, it's a changing of the guard.
It's true. I remember I used to know this vendor that used to sell newspapers on commission for Oakland Press and Macomb Daily, and he says, look at this. This was back in like 2002. And he says, well, pretty soon my job's going to be gone when they started, putting it up on the internet.
Yeah, but like I said, anybody to believe that AI is not going to affect your job in some sort of way, I mean, there's no reason why they're putting all this into it without it having a positive outlook for the business that is investing in it. Now, whether that's, autonomous cars, radio stations, healthcare, whatever, I mean, they're doing it for a purpose. They're not doing it to be, oh, no, it's not going to affect your job. I don't know.
Tune in radio and, of course, Pandora pretty much, killed terrestrial radio. And, of course, YouTube.
Yeah, but tune in started asking for subscription rates. So, it could be just another thing you can add to this subscription list that you won't pay or will listen to. I mean, I have, what do I have here? I have the Amazon Music. Now, I pay $5.99 a month. Now, could I hear the same song if I had a CD or a, MP3 file? Yeah, probably. It's just convenient to pay $5.99 a month, and then I can call the song up.
Yeah, I hear you. I use Pandora because it doesn't, cost nothing. And, of course, there's commercials. But if you want to pay for commercial-free, that's fine. But I just put that on and let her rip.
I just got $60 out of my subscriptions and things that I thought I had. It's only $12.99. Oh, that's only $13.99. And I didn't watch half of it. So I went through everything. I evaluated what was on it, and then I have the option. I can go back if I want to watch something. But I took about $60 out of my budget that I wasn't watching anyway.
I hear you, man. Yeah. Well, I got SiriusXM too, but I got the lifetime, so I don't have to pay. It's just, when I get a new vehicle, switch it over, and it's like $35 to reactivate. That's it.
I have it in the Kia. I don't have it in the Mustang. I do have the option. They gave it to me for the inside the house that I don't use. Every year I play them or whatever. When the yearly comes up, I'm like, I really can't afford it. I'm going to cancel it. I talk to some guy in India for about 30 minutes, and then he gives me a pretty good deal. So I get the whole package for about
$19.05. Okay. Yeah, I bought the Lifetime, almost 20 years ago when they offered it. And it's a good investment. It was worth it.
Listening to a lot of the channels they got on there and Howard Stern. I mean, I think he's still kind of funny. I mean, I think he's getting towards the end where he's just, wearing out. But, I mean, there's a lot of funny stuff on there.
Mason in the morning, he's Smokey Robinson's got his own channel. And they broadcast out of the old Hitsville USA studio.
USL. Okay, Mike, I heard you out there. I just want to say hello. I'm going to move on with my personality, saying I got to work a little while from now. like I said, I'm in my part-time job era, and that works for me for now. But anyways, I assume you're in your mobile. Sounds like you might be in your mobile. So I'm going to say 73 on your final, and I'm going to motivate around the house here. WRUP 244, back to you.
All right there, Jim. We'll catch you later. Yes, I'm in the mobile too as well. Heading off to work, you know, got to make that almighty dollar. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WSHF 567, you still in there? WRWB 49.
WSEU 202, we're mobile.
WSHR 566, morning 202, have a great day. WSHR 566, clear.
We're going to try. We got Kevin out there. Yeah, we're going to try, man.
Yeah, copy that. Have a great day.
Take care, WSU 202 clear.
WSID 474, mobile, listening.
WSLI 302, standing by.
Okay, how about the test 66 right now? He's disabled and we're not sure if that's a small dog. So this is 29. That's 36. Okay, no, he's got a wheelchair. He's bipolar manic kind of thing on medication, so he can't work. He's on medication and disability. So disability and medical. Yeah. Civilian, I'm sorry. Actually, both. I mean, I got to say, he can do a set, he can do a second floor, or he can do a third floor. But also, he doesn't have a voucher, and he can get any type of subsidized or anything like that. So,
WB 49, and we're standing by.
WIUG, Flight 8. WIUG 48, copy. Station 329, Robert, you out there? WIUG 48.
Yeah, go ahead.
How are you doing today? I want to see how am I sounding on this antenna.
WIUG, no. You turn the radio off for a minute. Okay. You sound quiet. You don't sound loud. You sound like you're, like on a walkie-talkie, Jumper.
How about now, Robert? Now is that any better?
Come back again, let's see, WRFK 359. Come back again.
How about now, Robert? Now is any better?
The volume is kind of low. The carrier is good, but the audio is kind of low on it.
Well, I see what you're saying. I'm inside the house. I just want to see if this antenna works good or not.
Yeah, I can understand you. Don't get me wrong, but it ain't as loud as you usually are, Templar.
I know it's saying, Robert. Anyhow, how you doing today?
Oh, hanging in there. I'm kind of waiting for the... My sinuses are going crazy. It's weather change all the time. But I'm kind of waiting for the weather to break and get warmer than more.
Yeah, you're right. That weather is from winter to summer. Right now it's raining here. Is it by you raining?
No rain yet. You got a lot of static when you transmit it. It sounds like, but I understand you, but there's a lot of static. No, it ain't raining here. It's still dry.
Hey, how about now? Is now any better?
It's about the same. It's a lot of crackle in it. I don't know if it does it when you talk or it does it when you just key the mic, but it's crackling on you.
Hey, Robert, you take care and thanks a lot for coming back. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Okay, WRUG 488, this is WRK 395, oh god, I need to leave my prop here, where are we, okay, WRFK 359, we'll be clear on the site.
SSO 203.
WIZX 218 WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218 WIUG 48, copy.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Radio check.
Go ahead there, radio check. You got WRWB here, and just outside of New Baltimore.
WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy.
Yes,
sir. WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy. This is WIUG 48. WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy.
Radio check, WS 214.
WRBT 634. WRBT 634, testing 1, 2, 3.
One, two, 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 two.
Okay, I heard you. Do you hear me? WRBT 634.
I got you.
No way. Okay, cool.
Ooh, I had a little packet loss. You kind of went, yeah, no way.
Yeah, I got to put some buffering into this. I'm getting, I don't think it's lost. I think it's just breaking up.
Gotcha. Nope, it's working. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, super. Let me do some work and add these other things in here. I'll send you a. You want a Mac binary?
Mac or PC doesn't matter. I got an M1 or got my M3 next to me and my PC over here.
All right, sounds good. All right, I'll catch up with you in a second here. WRBT 684.
WRP 678.
You guys plummet. What's got you guys plummet?
You know, coke and booze, usually.
Was that donut? I see he texted me in the Slack.
Yeah, he's vibe coding stuff. So I sent him some goodies.
Sean, how does this sound coming out the repeater? Is it a packet loss?
I got something going on. Let me switch over to that one direct. Give me a second.
Do I need to have 0-2 for that? Or can I go direct?
You can go direct. You don't need 0-2. So you can go to the hubs. The hubs are in the data center.
Are you?
Yeah, Dave, you're like first part of your transmissions are all, you can hear like the buffer catching up, and then after a few seconds it cleans up and you're fine. So it's like your first initial burst of data.
Okay. Good. Good info. Thank you.
Oh, I see you there now.
WRV 2634.
Oh, that sounds nice and clean.
Okay, cool. On the hub without the GT.
Gotcha. Are you going to switch it so you can put a custom name in that you push to the thing?
Billy's working on that right now.
Oh, that one had a little, it didn't sound like packet loss, it sounded like vocoder. I wonder, what are you guys using for the vocoder?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let me find out. G.711.
Okay, can you... Yeah, it doesn't know what you are format-wise.
No.
It's coming up as unknown format.
Where are you seeing that at?
I'm looking at the console. So, like, Sean just came in as S-Lin. Everybody else here, we're all ULAW. But you are an unknown format with for audio codec. So I'm wondering if it's pushing you to a different codec. Let me see here. Can you drop it and reconnect it so I can see what one it negotiates?
All right. Dropped it and reconnected.
All right. Why am I showing you up from a different... Oh, never mind. Okay, you are coming in as ULAW now. Sorry, there was another 6.38. I got to figure out which one that is. Never mind. What was... I was reading the column wrong. You're coming in as ULAW. That's fine.
Any change or just...
That was worse, and now it says max attempt, max retries to your host, and was dropping packets to your host.
All right, let me try one time. Test 1, 2, test 1, 2, test 1, 2, 3.
Nope, you're motoring.
How about now?
It started off and then cleaned up right when you said now. And it's a secret, Sean. We can't say.
Because he's basically doing the same thing we're doing. So it's got to be at the client. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, we know. Because we're writing the client ourselves. Or he is. Yes.
I think it's a buffer issue. What is there some way I could test this without going over the air, you know?
You just drop the RF from the hub.
Check 1, 2.
Nope, motors.
All right, I'm not gonna blast this out anymore. I'm gonna get a private hub going and test against that and see if I can get it stabilized.
Oop, helps if I hold the button down. Okay. That one was actually pretty clean, but yeah, it's not consistent.
All right.
Okay, I'm done, Dave. I don't care if it's the toddlers looking at the cat videos.
Yeah, I'm going. See you. WRPA 678.
WRPD
WRVP 771. Anyone out there? WRVP 771.